What our package does is it addresses unemployment insurance reform across several aspects. The first thing it does is right the system. Back in 2012, we reduced the number of weeks that folks were eligible to receive unemployment from 26 to 20 weeks. So it's restoring it to 26 weeks. And we also stopped allowing the unemployment rate to be indexed. And so we set a flat rate and it has never changed, which has driven the weekly reimbursement rate behind now by about $180 a week. The second thing we're doing is looking at the fraud that's been happening, actually the fraud claims that the unemployment system, computer system, charged against innocent Michigan citizens. And so what we want to do is make sure that the citizens who are falsely accused of fraud are made whole.
And when did that happen? What year was that?
So that happened over the last 3 years. The unemployment system, it was determined that above 90% of the claims it made against Michigan citizens claiming they were fraudulently collecting unemployment benefit rates were incorrect. The computer system itself was flawed and there was no in-person review. Computer notices were going out to citizens and their wages were garnished unfairly. They had not committed fraud. Drove many people into bankruptcy. People lost their homes. It was really a tragedy for our Michigan citizens.
So how many bills are you introducing and what will this do in terms of that?
The bill package has 11 bills in it. I'm sorry, has 10 bills in it. They were all enrolled last week, and they will be read into the record on the House floor this week.
All right. And, we don't have a budget yet. We don't have, a road fix yet. Do you expect lawmakers are going to be willing to shell out more money to have, more weeks that people can be on unemployment?
So what's different about this is in the state of Michigan, how unemployment is handled is we have an unemployment trust fund. That trust fund has increased in value from about $2.5 billion to $4.3 billion over the last 5 years. So what we're looking at is we're not changing the rules of how anyone receives unemployment. They still get that because they've lost their employment through no fault of their own, a plant closing, a job finishing, through no fault of their own. They've lost employment. That makes them eligible for unemployment. And our unemployment trust fund is where employers pay into. And it has accumulated a significant number of dollars, and there is room in that system to write our unemployment payments to make sure that we can keep the skilled trade workers in the state who operate on seasonal and cyclical work to fill our critical shortages and to meet the needs as we see our unemployment rate slowly inching up and we're hearing about plant closings and the inevitability of a recession. We want to make sure our system is set and ready to keep our state stable if and when that happens.
So it does not sound like new taxes would be needed for this then.
Correct.
Trust
Correct.
Fund. All right. Anything you want to add?
We are a state that's been founded on hard work and people who, come home at 8 a.m. in the morning from a long third shift supporting their family. And we want to make sure that when our workers, our skilled trade folks, are out of work for a shorter or an extended period of time as our economy changes, that we have the ability to keep skilled workers in our state. And we're simply, this legislation simply restores these benefit levels to what they were before legislative majority changed that in 2012. So this isn't an increase, this is a restoration of benefits to keep our economy stable as we continue to face economic uncertainty.
And so they're going to be read into the legislature this week. Does that basically mean they're being introduced this week?
Yes. They were put into the they were enrolled last week. They'll be read on the House floor this week. So they'll be ready to go by the end of the day today to be heard in committee and after that to be taken up for a vote on the floor. So we're anxious to receive committee hearings for these. And we know that the people in the state of Michigan, whether it's us being proactive in restoring benefits or us looking at making people whole because they were falsely accused of fraud, are critical items we have to address.